Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story.
Mothering. I'm home. The scent of hearty home cooking greeted her at the door.
Shh, Elliot is asleep.
Maggie nestled her grandson against her chest. Naomi reached for her son. I'll take him. I'll just put him to bed. You might wake him. Naomi went to the kitchen and flicked the kettle on. It was wonderful that Elliot would grow up knowing his grandparents. Naomi had only ever seen hers every couple of years. You must be tired after working all day. Go sit down. I'll make you a cuppa. Maggie bustled her daughter into the lounge room, returning a few minutes later with two steaming mugs. Thanks, Mum. She took a sip. Ugh, sugar. Was actually pretty quick. Elliot took his first steps today. Look, I took a video. Maggie shoved her smartphone into Naomi's face. Oh, wow, I wish I'd been here. He's growing up so fast. I'm glad I was here for it. And he wasn't in daycare with strangers like he was last year. I still can't believe you left a six-week-old baby with strangers. Mum, we've been through this before. It was only one day a week, like now. I don't need to do everything the same way you did. Maggie glanced around at the mismatched furniture. I can see that. She put her half-drunk mug on a coaster. There's a casserole in the slow cooker. It should be done in half an hour. I best go. I still need to make your father his dinner. Maggie stood, picking up both unfinished mugs. I'll just wash these up before I go. Naomi shuddered, then turned the mugs rim down on the shelf, the way she liked them, to keep the dust out. She shouldn't complain. Her mum was fabulous with Elliot, and it was nice of her to wash the dishes and put them away. It was helpful of her to do that load of laundry yesterday. Iron pillowcases are luxurious to sleep on. And how could Naomi refuse her offer to help sort out the pantry tomorrow? Wasn't that why they'd requested to move back home, so she'd have more support when Chris was away? And all your staples should go in here. Maggie stacked the new plastic containers filled with rice, pasta and couscous onto the shelf. Mum, I need some space. Of course. We'll leave this section free so you can stock up when things are on sale. Maggie gestured to the bottom shelf. I don't mean in the pantry. I know you're trying to help, but you're suffocating me. I don't need you to mother me anymore. We're both adults. Can we be equals? Maggie placed the bag of flour she was holding on the counter and blinked back tears. I just wanted to do for you what my mother never did for me. I had a bit of a rough time when you were born. I think they'd call it postnatal depression these days. But back then, everyone just expected you to get on with it. My mum was always too busy to visit. Nobody noticed. I wasn't... Maggie plucked a tissue from the box and dabbed at her nose. I just wanted to be here for you. Oh, Mum. Naomi wrapped her arms around her mother. She seemed smaller.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.